You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse. I'm sorry I made this podcast such a strange name.
Hope that you're checking it out. We never could have imagined being here, honestly. And as we did the research into what was really going on, we knew this was going to happen. We just didn't know how quickly. The COVID push, they pushed so fast and so hard that it's shocking. But the good news is they've pushed too hard and people are really waking up. People that you never imagined would wake up are awake. So for those of you who don't know me, I am married my brave heart back in 1995, Ty Bollinger. And we were living the dream, happily ever after. And we thought, wow, what could go wrong in this perfect and beautiful world? But 6 months after we were married, Ty's dad was diagnosed with cancer. And 25 days later, he died. The doctor said it was from the cancer, but really, it was from the treatment. They cut his stomach out, and he bled to death in 25 days. That was our introduction to cancer. And like most people, we can't even imagine the cancer business that's in place today with the big three, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and they're making trillions of dollars worldwide. Big Pharma has their hands on the control panel. That's why they don't like me today. So we lost Ty's dad's dad 6 months later, and his dad's brother and his cousin Glenn, all to these treatments. Then we lost his mother's mother, his mother's father, and finally, the straw that broke the camel's back for us was his mom in 2004. And she also got her stomach cut out. So we had done the research, and we knew when we lost her, that was it. We were done. We were going to save lives. God put us on this earth to save lives. So today, what we get to do is give content that saves lives out into the world. The first gift and offering from God himself through us to the world was a book called Cancer Step Outside the Box. That book reached hundreds of thousands of people, but you can only reach so many people in this world with a book that you self-publish, because no publishing company would take it, because you're naming names and you're telling the truth, right? And we weren't going to compromise either, because if you go with a publishing company, they'll tell you, well, you can't say this and that and another thing. We told the whole story, and guess what? Immediately, we got death threats. They said how they were going to kill our kids, how they were going to torture them. They described these killings to us. They followed Ty home in Dallas. They called, left messages. They said, we know where you live. We know where you work. Your fish food, you're dead. You call us Big Pharma. And they're such cowards. The emails would come in from, like, thedevilsden@666.com. I mean, these people are crazy. So anyways, we did move to New Zealand to protect our children, never stop the work, knowing God has called us to this thing. But when we were in New Zealand, we just knew. God impressed in my heart, the angel of the Lord is at your door. They can't touch a hair on your head unless I allow it for your good and my glory. Go back. This is why I created you. And today we're fearless. We've been fearless for a long time. And we were even fearless when we moved away. We just wanted to protect the children. But God said, I've got those kids. Your love for them is a drop in a bucket compared to mine. I am infinite in love and in wisdom. And if I take you out of this world, those children belong to me. I created them and I've saved them. And my love is infinite. I am the perfect parent. I'm God. So there it is. So we know God is taking care of our children. We're fighting for them. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for your families and loved ones. So today, we make films, which we started in 2014. Many millions of people have seen it. When we first rolled out The Truth About Cancer, a global quest, the powers that be that are pressing against us didn't know what hit them. They didn't see us coming. And we had so many millions of followers. What we do, we have so many people replicating our work because they see we've been successful. Well, we've been successful because God has called us. It's beauty from ashes. Out of our ash heap and tragedy of death comes life. And that's what the truth is. It gives you life. And so we bring the way and the truth and the life to the world. And our enemy, the devil, does not like that. At the highest level, this is a spiritual warfare that we're seeing. This is a spiritual warfare. That's why Ty and I and some good friends of ours like Bobby Kennedy, Sherry Timpenny, Rashi Bitar, Aaron Elizabeth, Joseph Bricola, we're on this thing called the Disinformation Dozen List, which Biden, the hologram, is, what is what is that anyways? I think Tucker called Biden the hologram the other day. I have to agree. What do you think? Is he a hologram? Well, he's calling us out, blaming us for people dying. I have a newsflash. I am just giving statistics and stats and information from the CDC's website, the government websites. I'm reading the inserts. Like conspiracy theorists, we know that's just another term for a critical thinker, right? So today, they've just morphed it into this anti-vax title. Well, that's just another term for someone that actually reads the vaccine insert. I've read it. Have you? And have you seen the COVID vaccine insert is blank? Yeah, so what's that all about? So I'm on this list with my friends, but we'll never stop. That shows us how desperate they are, that they're coming after us. And I keep saying, it's not just us 12, it's you too. So who has subscribed to our email newsletter? Okay, so good, a lot of you. If you have not yet subscribed, they're hiding, they're censoring us, they've deplatformed us, they've taken our vaccine channel off of YouTube, off of Instagram. They've taken our cancer channel, which by the way, we've never had a warning from YouTube. We never talk politics there. We never talk vaccines because we feel that's a ministry to cancer patients specifically. There were life-saving information there. A lot of people around the world say because of our films and our content that they're alive today. What do they do with it? They throw it in the trash. So if I'm pro-life, what are they, anti-life? They like to use that term anti, right? They call me anti-vaxxer. They're anti-life because they just took solutions away from a whole lot of people. So go to my website right now, everybody here, get your phones out, thetruthaboutcancer.com. You can opt into the newsletter, it's free. But whatever we're doing, the content that we're giving you, you can see on our website and you won't miss it because we'll deliver it to you at no charge to your email service. And you don't wanna miss this stuff because they are working really hard to take it down and hide it from you. And I encourage you all to share it with your friends and family. It's the truth that sets us free. God says in Hosea 4:12, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And we know that that's a weapon in the hand of Satan, lies, deceit. John 10:10 tells us that the thief, and this was Jesus' words to us, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came to give you life and give it to you abundantly. That's what we have in our films and our content. That's what we're working on. Giving you solutions so that you can live vibrantly while you're here. And ultimately, the truth is that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, which I am one, chief among sinners, and he has granted me repentance and faith. And so the ultimate message of all truth is look to Jesus. If you don't yet know him as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to open the Bible and pray. Ask God, who are you? Reveal yourself to me. That's a great question, and God will honor that. He says, seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. But today, where we're at with this vaccine and plandemic thing, it's getting so crazy. I mentioned my website because there's a new article we just put out. I don't know who saw it, but there's a new terrorist list. Have you seen this new terrorist list? So I don't want to get this wrong, but it's on, if you go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, it's the lead article on that page. I'm going to try to find it here so I can. This is absurd. So on this article that they have here on, let's see, thetruthaboutcancer.com, basically it's us. Truth, okay. So yeah, here's the graphic. I think a lot of you have seen the graphic. That's our header image. So they're now saying, this comes from our government. The Department of Homeland Security released a bulletin implying that those who question COVID, so I'll just read from that graphic that I think MSNBC put up, opposition to COVID measures. Who's opposed to COVID measures, the lockdowns and masking? Yeah, you're a terrorist. I am too, according to these people. And the next one is claims of election fraud, belief that Trump can be reinstated. Who believes there was fraud in the election? Yeah, we all know it, including the hologram and Jen, and yeah, we know. And also they have 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. So who believes the official story of 9/11? Yeah, I'm not seeing any hands go up. We're among smart, intelligent, well-researched, thinking, critical thinking people that have logic skills. Congratulations. So they're desperate. This shows us how desperate they are. Now, we know what happened in Nazi Germany. And we know what happened in Mao's China and Stalin's Russia. The devil has no new tricks up his sleeve. I mean, if you know history, and that's why they're tearing down statues. Now, we're terrorists, but Antifa burning down cities and BLM, beating people, harming en masse, they're peaceful protesters. What's good is bad and bad is good. They've exchanged bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They're liars. They're liars. But we know the end of the story. Now, I want to use the last few minutes I have to talk to you about the fear factor. Now, I know many leaders even are afraid, and many people are afraid. I sense such a spirit here of faith and of boldness and of love and of truth. And that's how we'll beat the enemy, right there. So, what do we do? What do we do with this spiritual warfare that's happening? I mean, have you seen Australia and what they're doing to the kids right now? They're rounding up children against the parents' will to force vaccinate them in their internment camps. This is happening. Now, remember, Australia, they disarmed the citizens there, so it's really easy to go and get people. So this, my friends, is why the Second Amendment comes right after the First Amendment.
Woo-wee. Preach it, girlfriend. We want to live in a free nation. Come on now.
While Ty and I never advocate violence, what Antifa and BLM have done to our country is shameful. It's well organized from people that are anti-American. I'm going to keep using that anti thing, anti-American. You know, now you can tell what you believe by how you feel about the flag. I see a lot of red, white, and blue in here. You love America. Yes, we love America. But they don't love America. They're systematically working it, tearing it down. They're liars, they're coming after us, but we are the one nation in this world that still has arms. Don't ever give up your weapons. And my friends, you have every right to defend your family. If they come to you with a shot, by the way, just two new stories about this shot. There are so much damage happening with this shot. I saw a picture Ty just sent me on Skype this morning of a person, their skin is rotting. I can't even describe to you. Their lips are black. Their whole face is rotting. Their whole body is rotting from this shot. I saw another story yesterday where a woman had to get her legs cut off, and now she's gonna have to get her arms cut off because they're no longer, the blood flow and all that stuff is not working. This is two of many, many stories. Right now, the VAERS, open VAERS website where you can find the VAERS data, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, they were under attack the other day because they don't want you to know how many people have died and how many people are being maimed. We've got over 12,000, almost 13,000 people on that website, and this is a government website, that have died from the COVID shot, just to put that into perspective. And by the way, our own government says that's only 1% of the real number. You do the math. So that many people have died. If you look back in history with the last 30 years of all the shots and the death rate, the numbers, that number for this COVID shot rolling out in January to today blows away every shot for the last 30 years by 2.5 times in the number of deaths. This is what we're dealing with. We've got over 14,000 permanently damaged people. If you get on the VAERS website, you'll see all of these numbers are shocking. Over almost 600,000 people now have reported to the system adverse events, and some are very, very bad adverse events. Double that in Europe. But we've got a whistleblower saying there was actually 42,000 deaths, and they scrubbed it off of this website. I know people that are working inside of VAERS, and they say they are only seeing 1% of what they're putting in. The reports show up. So they're cooking the books right now. They're cooking the books. And we know. So what do? Consider Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Stand up, don't stop. In your life, stand and give God glory. Don't be afraid. Prepare. They're not going to get us. Keep your weapons. Protect your families. Have food and water. But ultimately, trust in Jesus Christ. We know the end of the story. He wins. And in him, we win with him. God bless you.
Okay, by show of hands here, how many people live within a five-hour radius of Nashville, Tennessee? People online, put your hand up. I promise I can see you. I'm using the Chinese technology. I can see you in your homes. If you live within a five-hour radius of Nashville, Tennessee, in October, this incredible woman is putting on one of her great events. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be incredible. Charlene, will you tell us a little bit more about your event so people can get their tickets and where to buy their tickets for your October event?
Sure, Clay, and thanks for asking. As Clay said, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's been my honor to stand by Clay with these events that he's having. And it's really important that we keep coming together. Ty and I are having our TTAC fourth annual live event in Nashville, and I want all of you to be there. You need to be there. The solution is coming together in mass numbers. We've got the biggest auditorium we've ever had, and we want to fill that up. And so on our website, you'll find a banner to click and look at that option to come, and we've got some pretty amazing big names coming that are putting everything on the line to stand for freedom. Celebrities that are done. They're done. We're done with this tyranny, and we're going to stand. So October 22nd through the 24th.
And that's the truthaboutcancer.com website to buy those tickets. Again, Truth About Cancer, if you're right now, I would go there right now, request those tickets. It will be a sold-out event. Charlene and Ty put on great events. One more time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. This is phenomenal. I got a text from my friend a couple days ago, and they said, "You're in Michigan. Why don't you stop by?" I said, "Of course I'll stop by." So it's so great to be with all of you here today. And we're traveling the country. We'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee tomorrow, in California. We have some unfinished business in California. We're going to retire Gavin Newsom, I'm telling you, in a couple weeks. And I love the California example because it proves that anything is possible if you can have a recall against Gavin Newsom. And I also love the California example because it shows one of the reasons as to why we are going to win. And we are going to win. Remember that. You have to repeat that every day. We are going to win. You have to remind yourself that every day. It's because Governor Mussolini in California, he was so confident that he was gonna be just fine. And the recall effort was struggling to get signatures. And the pride and the hubris the other side has, they always make mistakes. And so he decided to go to the most expensive restaurant in the Western Hemisphere with the biggest windows you could possibly imagine. No mask, while he had a mask mandate on the citizens of California, $10,000 bottle of wine, $2,500 plate dinner, saying, I am the ruler, and the rule will never question me. And then one busboy decided to question him. And he just and came across and took one picture that probably changed the course of California politics forever. And I'm telling you, Gavin Newsom's on defense. And that's a lesson that I want all of us to take away from these important couple days, which is to play offense, which is that we have to no longer accept the terms of the debate on the other side, that we have to set the terms of the debate. For example, when they'll say, Charlie, what is your stance on the transgender issue? It's very simple. God created man and God created woman. Next question. It's that simple. And the man who did this the best was President Donald Trump. He changed the Republican Party and the conservative movement for the better. You see, before Trump, we would always be debating on the terms of the debate to the other side. And the reason that they hate him for a lot of different reasons, is that once he was elected, after he came down that beautiful golden escalator in June of 2015, is he did the one thing you are not supposed to do in American politics. He actually did what he said he was going to do when he went into office. You're not supposed to do that. You see, he actually canceled the Iran deal. He did everything he could to build a southern border wall. He challenged the entrenched corporate interests. And I think we all know now that one of the lessons from the Trump movement, which is not over yet, by the way, remember that, it's not over, is that we know who is really against us. It says in the Bible, woe to those who call good evil and evil good. And woe to those who call themselves our friends as Republicans who are exactly not our friends. And he showed us that. He really did. And I have a lot of different emotions about what's happening right now in our country. And over the last couple days, I don't think there has been ever any more moment more clear where I wish that we had President Donald Trump still calling the shots as Commander-in-Chief. And I'll tell you right now, every Republican that comes on this stage in front of you, this is the simple message they have to deliver. We must impeach Joe Biden immediately for the humiliation of what happened in Afghanistan. It is unacceptable, and he must be removed from office immediately.
So I sort of disagree with Charlie Work. I did like Charlene Bollinger. That's who you listened to before. But I disagree with impeaching him is not going to do much because then they're just going to put Harris in. That's kind of what they want to do anyways. They want you to put your eyes off something else. We need to something that needs to happen in Arizona. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm like thinking our country's going to crap. How is impeaching him going to help? That's just my opinion. I'd like your opinion. I'd like your opinion on what you think of your country. If you're listening to this in a different country, what do you think of what's going on in the world right now? What's going on in the world with you right now? What in the world is happening? Gonna have to take some deep breaths and take it one day at a time. And I think anything you should get is that we need to be in prayer and that we can't just sit quietly on the sidelines and do nothing and be prayerful about what God has you do in your life, in your situation, to stand up for your rights and so you don't face communism. Because I know this podcast is not going to places where there's a lot of communism. They aren't allowed. They don't have that freedom. And we're fighting for it here in the U.S. And this is what I have some episodes on my podcast about, because I want people to be free to make your own decisions. If you want the jab, go get the jab. If you don't want the jab, don't get it. Be conformed. Don't have it all one-sided. Turn off your freaking propaganda on your TV. and get into some books, get back into the Bible, get back in conversation with your communities and making a difference locally where you're at. If you like what you're hearing and you want to support my podcast, there's ways to do that below. God bless and keep going.